Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Whatever the year brings, JCPenney's back-to-school sale will help you get the whole family ready. Find awesome select Arizona styles for juniors, guys, and kids at 30 to 50% off. And select exertion activewear for up to 50% off is a steal. Plus, save an extra 25% with this week's coupon. Or show your stripes and select Adidas apparel at 25% off. On the go, use contact-free curbside pickup. Score A-plus deals for the whole family at JCPenney. Offer now valid. Adidas excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The opening bell brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Bites it in!
KC Johnson.
Come and get some of this.
Bulls basketball.
Whoa! Stop it! They not do him like that!
Taking you inside the locker room with KC Johnson.
Oh my goodness! Did you not get the memo?
Mully and all, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And yes, indeed, we have breaking news. We have Jim Boylan fired by the Bulls. Breaking news on The Score brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil, and we're delighted to welcome in KC Johnson. He joins us on the L. Pamani Ford Hotline, L. Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Morning, KC. How are you?
Morning, KC.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Well, you know, I mean, look, I am, to a certain degree, you almost feel relieved because it's not a money issue. There had been a report that it was a money issue, that the Bulls were going to keep Jim Boylan, and now we have a release, and in it, you hear from Arturis Karnišovas saying, after doing a comprehensive evaluation and giving the process the time it deserved, I ultimately decided that a fresh approach and evolution in leadership was necessary. So that is a fair comment, and they did give it ample time. And I don't know how to look at it, KC. Does the fact that we're hitting playoff time, the fact that there are teams now leaving the bubble, does that mean that there could be a candidate that the Bulls are especially interested in that they want to move to?
I think the read is as simple as that Arturis did what he said he was going to do, and he didn't work out of the people's timeline. And in this age of everybody wanting results immediately, everybody speaking in absolutes, Arturis wasn't swayed by that. He said initially when he took the job he was going to take the time to get to know Jim Boylan and his staff and go through a lengthy evaluation process, and that's what he did. I do think in that evaluation process, other factors and unknown factors came up. I'm in the process of trying to report those. But I said the last time I was out with you guys that, you know, money's only one layer to this. I'm not sure why that got out there because, you know, Arturis was hired during a pandemic, so nothing changed on the money front. The Reinsdorfs knew that next season was going to be financially challenged with probably no fans in the stands. So money was only one layer to this, and Arturis reached the conclusion that he did.
Casey, I think this feels like it was inevitable and also necessary. It gives the Bulls an opportunity to continue some of the momentum and continue the credibility that they gained by making all these changes. And I guess the question now shifts from not necessarily a surprise because people thought this was coming, but who's next? And how will the field expand? Will it be assistant coaches? Will it be former head coaches? What do you think will be the same names that we've heard before, the 76ers assistant Ime Udoka, or Adrian Griffin from the Raptors? What do you expect in terms of a field of candidates, and how soon do you think the Bulls will act?
I think the field, I know the field's going to be broad and it's going to be wide. And two names that I am sourcing out that is on a story that posted on NBCSportsChicago.com right now are former Nets coach Kenny Atkinson and Nuggets assistant coach Wes Unseld Jr. I don't want to make it sound like those two are the front runners. I think this, like Arturis has pretty much proven right now that he's a thoughtful and deliberate decision makers. So I believe that it'll be a broad search. But I do think players, those two candidates might, if you want to extrapolate this to a larger point, might fit kind of the person that Arturas and Mark Eversley are looking for. And that's someone that is good with players and is known for player development. One theme that I think might have been lost a little bit through all this, because so much has been focused on the Jim Boylan situation, is how much player development is critical to these guys' vision. And if you look at that Nuggets roster that's playing in the bubble, that roster screams player development to me. You got a lot of second-round picks, guys that weren't expected to be in the league maybe, even playing major roles for a playoff team. You got a roster full of young, filled with young athletic two-way players that really the Bulls roster, quite frankly, lacks. So that would be kind of the overall themes that I'd probably be searching for is coaches that connect with players and are strong on player development.
What does that say about the players that are currently on the roster?
I'm sorry, say that again, Billy?
I said, what does that say, the idea of player development, about the guys on the roster? I mean, when you look at them, there's not a lot of movement that can be made with these guys. Are they going to try to improve what they have here, or are they going to be doing other things to get players in that are more, I don't know, I would have to say kind of balanced in terms of their games?
Yeah, I mean, I think initially I think player development will be player development is always going to be a strong focus. But I think initially for this season, when your roster probably is limited, if Otto Porter Jr. Opts in as far as what changes you can make, I think the internal improvement and kind of assessing what they have will be the initial focus. You know, as you move into next summer and you have contracts coming off the books and, you know, you've had a chance to evaluate the roster, you know, I think then some more significant changes might be coming. And, you know, this is going to be a process. It's not like you can just come in and just change the roster overnight. But I think if you look at that Nuggets roster, I know Arturas' vision is a big part of that. And obviously Tim Connelly is too. He's head of basketball operations there, and the coaching staff all the way down to Mike Malone. You know, but I think that's going to be really something that they're going to work on is developing the young talent on this roster. And I think the coach, whoever they bring in, will play a big part in that.
KC, it fits into the narrative of AK being a deliberate decision maker and thoughtful guy when it comes to these relationships. Also, you've been consistent with saying he's a players guy. He wants to listen to players and be that kind of an executive. Do you think that the feedback from players was, in fact, that a change was necessary and this is responding to that as much as anything?
I think that's one part of it. I think this is a multi-layered decision. I think the fact that, first of all, everybody thought that this was going to happen at some point. The longer it dragged out, it certainly there was more evidence that it might, you know, he might give him the 19-20 season to prove him, to evaluate him, and then make the big change in the 2021 season and make the change in the 21 off season. But, you know, all management regimes typically like to bring in their own coach. I mean, said this many times, but, you know, John Paxson fired his former teammate and Bill Cartwright to bring in Scott Skiles. So everybody expected this to happen. I always questioned the long fit. But the longer it dragged out, I too thought that it would probably move into next season. But the player feedback was one of them. You know, I haven't made a ton of calls on yet this morning. I mean, so the reporting that I've done to this point is where it stands. I mean, the player feedback is well documented and has been reported already as not being incredibly favorable to Jim. I mean, you didn't even need private Zoom calls for that. I mean, some guys went on, you know, the record last season with some frustrations. And then obviously you've got guys playing video games on Twitch saying bad things about the coach. So it was broad based, but I think it was a combination of factors. I think it was, you know, our Jim doesn't really maybe fit Arturas' vision for how he wants to play. And the player feedback would be another element. As I said all along, the money was only one factor of the decision, because nothing changed. Arturas was hired in a pandemic, and it's still a pandemic going on. So, you know, we'll have a chance to interview Arturas at some point, I'm sure, on this decision, and we can ask him more specifically about that.
You know, when we think about player development, when we think about the Bulls, do you see more hires? I mean, you know, obviously there's, you know, guys, whoever's the coach is going to want to bring staff members. They were talking about more hires in the front office. How advanced will this get?
Well, I mean, you're going to probably, you know, most head coaches are going to want to bring his own staff in. So now you're looking at assistant coaching hires. You know, I know for a fact that Arturis has a strong relationship with Chris Fleming, who's the the lead assistant. I'm not saying Kenny Atkinson's candidacy gets a boost from this, but Kenny and Chris were college teammates, Chris worked for Kenny in Brooklyn. So if Kenny Atkinson ends up being the guy after a broad search, you know, I think Chris's chances to stick around are pretty strong. But you know, the initial hires, the flurry of hires and moves were exactly what Arturis wanted to do to address the situation initially. I know for a fact they're going to want to build out the player development staff. The timeline for that and when that happens, I'm not sure. They made the one high-profile hire in Pat Connolly as a VP in that department. But timeline for further hires, I'm not sure.
KC, thanks a ton. We really appreciate you jumping on.
All right, guys.
Stuff, KC.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Take care. We'll look forward to reading your stuff on NBC Sports Chicago. And David, Adrian Griffin has been mentioned, but apparently within the last day, his ex-wife Audrey has made some charges of domestic abuse. I don't know how that will get in the way of any potential hire here in Chicago, but I would imagine that would all have to be researched and looked at. And that
I saw that. Yeah, that was a Yahoo Sports story, I believe. Adrian Griffin has a past with Connor Chauvis, and you wondered if that would factor in. And this latest news and development is troubling, and you don't know where that is headed. Kenny Atkinson, Mully, is a very interesting name. He did a nice job with the Nets. He's got a very good reputation in the league. And he would be the kind of guy in terms of player development that has a kind of history and pedigree that the Bulls might be looking for. So that would be a good fit in my book. And I think that today, look, anybody surprised? Really, we're not, are we? You thought this was coming, aren't you? Didn't you?
Yeah, listen, I don't celebrate someone losing their job. You know, I don't sit here and say, you know, wow, fantastic, great stuff. But I do think that there'll be a lot of people that will feel relieved about it. There was a sense that Jim Boylan was not a great hire and wasn't going to be the guy going forward that would give you the confidence and all the changes that were made. So I think if nothing else, you do have a good sense that this is someone else's show now. Things have changed. And, you know, again, Jim will be taken care of. You know, the record was never good. I don't know how good the talent was. I don't know what went awry, but it seemed inevitable. And I would say there's almost a sense of relief among most of the people texting us right now.
Jim Boylan was passionate about his job, but he just wasn't a good fit in Chicago, maybe not in the NBA as a head coach. Just seemed a little bit mismatched and maybe overmatched at times. You wish him well, but you don't like to celebrate somebody losing their job. But this move is consistent. And I think it was necessary, because if you're going to have wholesale changes in the front office and do what the Bulls have done, you can't have the same coach that represents what he represented. So this was a move that will relieve a lot of Bulls fans, and it signals the kind of change that they have started and now continue.
And I'm really fascinated to see what can happen next year. What, you know, a new vision in the front office, you know, a new sort of commitment to getting all sorts of player development guys in here, what that means for the team that's currently here. Again, they are very limited in what they can do in terms of adding to or getting rid of players. It's going to, you know, it's going to be difficult to make a lot of trades, and it's going to be no other way of really changing the roster up.
Emily, you know, you look at what Monty Williams did with the Suns, a guy who got through to his team. And I know it's just a small sample size, but you see what they did in the bubble and how that team came together out of nowhere. And you do wonder if it's possible for a group of young players kind of coming, you know, maturing at the same time with the right coach. Can they not go undefeated, certainly, but certainly start the arrow pointing up again with the Bulls, and you hope that a new coach can have the kind of impact on the young talent as it develops.
All righty. That is fun stuff. I mean, it's fun to have stuff to talk about, and God knows things are happening fast and furious. Stay tuned. You know that Matt Spiegel is going to have a lot to talk about. Actually, it's Mark Grody. Excuse me. Anthony Heron and Mark Grody will be in next for Dan. But I'm sure Matt, wherever he is, will have a lot to talk about. Anthony Heron and Mark will have Ryan Dempster on at 10. And Jason Goff can give you some insights at 11 a.m. I'll be very curious to see what Jason thinks.
And I think Dan Bernstein is guesting, making an appearance at 9:20 to weigh in on his thoughts on the Bulls and Jim Boylan. And Molly, have yourself a terrific, not a terrific weekend, but yeah. I think we'll be thinking about you this weekend. All the best for safe travels for everybody, and God bless the family.
Yeah, my oldest daughter, Caitlin, is going off to college, and, you know, we can't go with her. She's going to Canada. We're not allowed in. We get to drop her off at the airport. We can't even walk into the airport. But that's just as well, because my public weeping needs to be limited to, you know, just the
private.
The inside of the car. That's right.
Do your public weeping in private.
I like to publicly weep privately all day long. All right, David. God bless you. Have a great weekend yourself. Want to thank everyone connected to the show. Thanks for calling, texting, emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin Rhodes.
My job is to prepare the child for the road, not the road for the child. And these guys are men, so I'm trying to prepare them for the road. And that's my job. That's what I've been asked to do.
What?
Our thanks to Kevin Zipak.
I don't like him a lot, but he okay.
He okay. And Ray, God bless you, Ray. You're the only thing that keeps me going.
Yeah.
All right, great stuff, David. God bless. Molly and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That segment brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it is.
Breaking Bulls news. Jim Boylan has been fired as Bulls head coach. Keep it here for all the details of this huge story for Bulls fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Breaking news on The Score is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today. And listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Whatever the year brings, JCPenney's back-to-school sale will help you get the whole family ready. Find awesome select Arizona styles for juniors, guys, and kids at 30 to 50% off. And select exertion activewear for up to 50% off is a steal. Plus, save an extra 25% with this week's coupon. Or show your stripes in select Adidas apparel at 25% off. On the go, use contact-free curbside pickup. Score A-plus deals for the whole family at JCPenney. Offer now valid. Adidas excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
We'll be right back.
This segment brought to you by Amco Transmissions, Total Car.
Baseball's back, and it's game on with Radio.com, bringing you the best coverage of this historic 60-game MLB season. Follow your favorite clubs on the country's best sports stations. Every day, they'll break down the news with in-depth game analysis and exclusive player interviews. For a unique perspective on the MLB season and all sports, listen to Radio.com Sports Originals, like Swings and Misses. The best in sports talk is right at your fingertips. It's game on. Follow Major League Baseball.